The Great Entrance of Jesus on a Donkey from John and the Psalms. On Palm Sunday, we begin the great expectation of Jesus, the King of Kings. We expect great things from this King. The early followers of Jesus would have wanted Jesus to be riding in on a war chariot as he entered into Jerusalem to overcome the enemy that faced the people. The great enemy they were hoping to conquer was the government, and maybe some of the leaders who had become the enemy because of their personal agendas. It is our misunderstanding of Jesus' ministry and purpose that causes us to have expected the wrong outcome. Jesus didn't come to destroy the earth. From the Gospel of John 3:17, indeed God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. If we are willing to put away our misguided expectations of whom Jesus is and what his commandment is to us, we will see the truth in Jesus, who rides in on a donkey, humbly giving himself over to the earthly authorities. Jesus reminds the people of Jerusalem they do not have authority over him, but that he lays down his life and Jesus will take up his life again. The expectations of the disciples are what cause them to flee when trouble arrives. It is our own unfounded expectations of Jesus that cause us to turn and run when we struggle. Nevertheless, Jesus brings the new covenant of God, and he goes to the cross for us. It is in the blood of Jesus that we will see the true love of God. It is in the grace of God that Jesus brings all sins with him on that long donkey ride to Jerusalem. Jesus goes against all the world's understandings of God's true love for God's people. We want a Jesus who is like us, and we refuse to be like Jesus. We want to force Jesus to be our King, the King who will take on our agenda and do what we want Jesus to do. Jesus tells us this is not his kingdom, and he will not be forced to be that King. Jesus says his kingdom is not from this place, and yet the kingdom has come near. Jesus brings the power of God to this world. Where the power of God is revealed, there is the kingdom of God. Jesus goes to Jerusalem to bring the power of God's grace to all people if we're willing to look to the light of the world. Jesus is the light for the world to see. In Jesus, we see a King of peace and love, a King of understanding and grace. This year, on our walk to Jerusalem, to the cross, we know the open gate to our salvation, and we will give all the glory and honor to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, knowing Jesus, our King, is the open gate. Amen. Let us pray. God of honor and celebration, together we cry Hosanna to your Son, who rode willingly and bravely into Jerusalem. Hear us as we celebrate your Anointed One, our open gate to forgiveness, Jesus Christ. Amen.